A very good morning to you and welcome. This is the Miraya Breakfast. So it's coming up to 10 minutes past 8. And as we told you earlier, we'll be having our guests here with us in the studio. And we are discussing and looking at the International Day of Volunteering. Well, volunteers act first. Here, everyone is the theme of the International Day of Volunteers celebrated worldwide on December the 5th, which is today. Well, the day recognizes the positive solidarity of volunteers around the world who answer calls in times of crisis, helping save lives today and supporting those who want to continue living their lives with dignity tomorrow.
And I'm happy to tell you that we'll be joined in by Mr. Wahib Al-Eriani, UNV Program Manager, Mr. James Barid Hado, an International UNV of UNMISS, Mrs. Elizabeth Hammond, International UNV of UNMISS, and Mr. James Wani, a National Volunteer.
You're all most welcome to Miraya Breakfast, and good to have you here today. Happy International Day of Volunteering. Mr. Wahi, what exactly is the International Volunteers Day about, and what are we celebrating today?
The International Volunteer Day is a day that is designated by the UN General Assembly, and it's the 5th of December of every year. And it is meant to celebrate the core values of volunteerism by international organizations, UN agencies, government and non-government organizations, and also volunteers worldwide.
All right. And Mr. James Hado, UN volunteers have very diverse backgrounds and they come from different countries, have different specialties, etc. Are there any common traits that unite volunteers?
Well, the first trait that all volunteers should have is to volunteer. And volunteer means to put yourself forward and put yourself into a situation whereby you're not expected to get very good recompense. You're not expected to get any glory, but what you will do is you will glorify your help and your achievements of the people that you're helping. So every volunteer should have that trait. They want to help and get people who are less fortunate than them or in different circumstances than them to achieve something.
Great. Now, Elizabeth, welcome. Good to have you here this morning on the Miraya Breakfast Show. And the theme for this year is volunteers act first here, everywhere. Can you share with us how you personally and your work fits in this theme?
Thank you very much. I serve as a civil affairs officer. And for civil affairs, our mandate is to promote cohesion, peaceful coexistence among communities. With this, we work directly with the communities. We work directly with the local authorities. So the theme is very relevant to what we do. Because of our relationship with the community and the local authorities, we are the first whenever there's a problem. And we are the first responders. We are the first to even inform the mission because we serve like the interface between the mission and the community. We are the first to inform the mission of what is happening in the various communities. We are the first to come up with an assessment in joint mission to the those communities to assess the situation. We are the first to inform humanitarians where there are humanitarian challenges. So it is very relevant to what we do. Right. And we go through the risk, even through all these, we go through risk in reaching the communities.
And now to James Wani, you are a national volunteer. I mean, are there any other common traits that would bind volunteers here, working in South Sudan?
Volunteers by nature are supposed to be neutral in all that they do. They are supposed also to reflect the humanitarian, you know, ethics by, okay, not participating in politics. They are supposed to be in the forefront because national volunteers actually are people who are well-versed with the culture, the language, and all this. So they are always to be in the forefront to guide the international volunteers on how to approach certain areas that they are not conversant with. So in brief, I would like to say volunteers generally are to work freely. They should not be working just because they need to gain something, but they should be working to help the people of concerns who are really suffering in the country.
Thank you.
Yeah, now let's go back to Wahib. Wahib, can you describe for us some of the roles that the United Nations volunteers in South Sudan are most proud of?
A lot is often talked about the people who are working on pragmatic and substantive areas. I would like to highlight today the support volunteers who work in the background and they are not normally seen. I will give you an example of the aviation and movement control here in the mission. Mm-hmm. And as you know, one of the key roles of the mission is to create an enabling environment for humanitarian development, for humanitarian organizations. Mm-hmm. The volunteers work in areas such as aviation, air operation assistance, movement control, and also fire safety, and other aspects that support the air operations in general, which is the backbone of a lot of the operations and movement of humanitarian workers and humanitarian aid. This is not much talked about, but this is critical for the humanitarian work, and majority of people working in this field are international volunteers here in the mission.
Right. And now this is to Elizabeth and James Haddo. Well, the number of people affected by humanitarian crisis, most of them triggered by armed conflict, is growing by the day. An unprecedented 65 million people are forcibly displaced, either internally in their own countries or internationally. How do you and Viz still find a positive story of inspiration to serve in areas of conflict?
What I do when I visit areas of great destruction and human suffering and basically inequality of their life compared to my life, I give them the positive story of my life and my country and where I come from and my family and my colleagues. I tell them how we may not have had the same unfortunate life that they have, but nevertheless we've had to strive to get where we are. It's everything is relative. So I was born when a time when there was great turmoil in the world and in Europe, and so I've had to overcome all different types of things in order to get my qualifications and my education and my career and my professionalism. By me explaining that to people in less fortunate circumstances, such as in POC, IDP camps, etc., etc., I'm hoping to inspire them that they can also move forward with their lives. That's where I find my inspiration. I find my inspiration in me, and I hope to pass it on to them.
Let me talk about my experience here, because we work directly with IDPs at the POCs and at the other camps in Juba. And what motivates us is the fact that at the national level, there are international mediators who are making efforts to bring back peace into this country. While we also, at the lower level, impact into the displaced communities, that skills of conflict management. We help them to understand the importance and the benefits of peace. And so even as they are at the displaced communities, we are encouraging them to know how to coexist peacefully with their communities, such that even after the life of IDP, they will be able to act as peace actors in their communities. Mm-hmm. We come up with several workshops. We design so many activities for them to understand the importance and the benefits of living in peace with your community. Mm. Now to the second question of what the spirit of volunteerism symbolizes. Mm. The spirit of volunteerism, I think what we do, the former Secretary General Kofi Annan once said that the UN, the ultimate expression of volunteerism is what the UN is about. And that is what we are about, serving humanity. That is the motivation that we have to go through the risk, to go through the against all odds. They call you, you are ready to respond to them. It requires that spirit of volunteerism for you to do that. And the fact that you make a difference in the lives of a hopeless society, it gives us that joy and the motivation to forge on.
Wani, you are a national volunteer working in your own country here as a volunteer. Tell us what inspired you to serve your own people.
I think I've been inspired to join this volunteerism work just from the inception of the crisis. You know, I saw that many people suffering and people who are to help are very few. So it is the right time for me to give up my life to serve people who are suffering so that they are elevated from the suffering that they are undergoing. Mm-hmm. So it is one of the elements that really moved me to at least become a volunteer, because I believe by becoming a volunteer does not mean that I'm to be paid. So if we have many people who can just sacrifice themselves to serve, then we are going to reduce the suffering of people in our nation.
Do you think all of us should indulge ourselves in volunteering?
Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. Yeah. I mean, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is that you help others, but the reward you get, the feeling of satisfaction and accomplishment is by no way comparable to any other thing. It's also very beneficial for the person also, even in pure professional terms. Mm. You develop a lot of skills, etc. So it's not only about giving, but also you receive a lot when you volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Wani, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I need to concur with what my colleague said. Actually, the first, you know, thing when you give yourself as a volunteer is to give the service to the people. Yeah, but of course, in the course of giving service, like for my case, working as a protection associate with UNHCR, I realized that there is also a benefit of being a volunteer, because my capacity was built. Mm. So that means I would be having experience in the humanitarian world, and my capacity will be built. So with the time, I will be in a better position to serve or deliver the service to the expectation of my agency.
Right.
So this is what I think is all about, being a volunteer.
All right. Yes. And Elizabeth?
I think we have said it all, but what I can say yes. is that you gain experience. Personally, I have gained a lot of experience, you know, mm-hmm. about the other side of life. I have never been displeased. I didn't know about any such thing. But now I have understood what it means. What it means to have the effect of conflict on your life.
Hmm.
So you gain that experience. The South Sudanese experience that I've gained, I believe it can help me even in my professional growth. Mm-hmm. It also helps you to have the self-satisfaction that you have been able to improve a relationship between two conflict communities. You know, so you're writing your life story, and you know that you have been able to impact positively. That is enough, while also gaining when you did not even expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, James.
Yes, the question is, do I think that we should all volunteer? Mm. Basically, we are all volunteers. Anybody who has a family, a wife, a children, or whatever, you are a volunteer. Mm. So you volunteer to them without question. There's no hesitation. So this is one step in real time, when you become a volunteer, to volunteer in a full-time capacity. So there's no one that I've met anywhere who is not basically a volunteer, and they can take the step forward and become a volunteer and do good for others and promote how we can live in harmony together, particularly in this country, South Sudan. Peace has come and gone and come and gone, but now we're on the road, I think, to full-time peace. And so we can all volunteer. Even the internationals in the mission at the moment have the ability to volunteer. They can do something extra in their day.
What for you have been the most memorable moments of your work? And I will start with Mr. Wahib.
With this assignment, actually, because I deal with a lot of volunteers, a lot of my interaction is really with the volunteers themselves.
Mm.
There are many moments where I feel really satisfied. A lot of it when some of the issues are resolved, like, and to facilitate their work. There are a lot of these moments where somebody is having an emergency and they need to leave quickly and this is sorted. Or when there's an evacuation and it's done quickly, mm-hmm. and people, all their logistics are sorted. So because of the nature of what I'm doing right now, these are a lot of the day-to-day moments that I'm having,
right.
which really make me feel mm-hmm. and appreciate mm-hmm. the work I'm doing.
And James Wani, what for you has been the most memorable moment of your work?
Mm-hmm. The most memorable moment for me has been my trip to Yambio. I went to carry out some refugee status determination interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the moment that really I had an interaction with the person of concerns, of course, the asylum seekers that are trying to seek for refugee status. So I really enjoyed them, and I was able to actually experience what they went through, and it has not been all that, you know, simple. So it is the moment that I will never forget in my life, and I think I would love to continue working with them so that I will get to know more about the person of concern.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Every moment of my work life has been memorable, actually. But the most memorable ones is when after empowering the communities with skills for them to coexist peacefully, and then you go back to monitor and evaluate to realize that they have also taken initiative to strengthen that relationship that exists, that they had built with a community they were in conflict with. If you give me the time, I'll talk about when the IDPs had a problem with the host community, such that it was so hostile, their relations, and then you go back and realize that these two now organize football matches together, they have cultural performances together. Such, it gives you that joy.
Right.
And I think this is one of the many moments that I have enjoyed as a volunteer.
All right. And James?
I've had many memorable moments. I fly around the South Sudan a great deal and to many different areas and many towns, etc., etc. And so I've had many memorable moments. But one springs to mind, which was quite recently in the month of October. I managed to inspire the Form Police Unit 2 in Bor. They are a fantastic police company, and I inspired them to go into the IDP camp and do volunteering, health and hygiene, and minor medical checkups, etc., etc. They have two doctors and two nurses, and off they went, and now they spent a whole day, and now it's a permanent feature for them. Once a month they go into the IDP and they do minor medical checkups, etc., and they talk about health and hygiene for young men and women. And so that was a memorable moment for me when they send all the photos back to me and showing and with the words, "Thank for your inspiration." That's them to me. So that was a very memorable moment to me.
Wow.
All right, thank you. Let's go through right about now, finding out, as somebody listening to us might be inspired and said, "Well, I'd like to do, volunteerism." What advice will you give that person who wants to go through this, or is considering a similar path? Let's begin with you, Wahid.
Well, it is important, first of all, for the person to know what they are contributing to and to have the commitment for it. So if they would like to go and volunteer in an organization or an NGO, they should know that it's a commitment, it's a serious commitment. It's not like go and leave and it's just a random activity. If they are going, they have to commit the time, the efforts, the intellectual ability to contribute and finish this work, not to take it like just a simple activity and without much commitment and thinking.
And James Wani?
For somebody who is aspiring to become a volunteer, like say in future, my advice is the person should first of all know why he likes to become a volunteer in the first place. So he needs to understand that becoming a volunteer does not require a lot, but of course it is all about the interest and the sacrifice that you are going to make to the people of concern. And when you have given up yourself as a volunteer, you need to know that in volunteerism you don't need to participate in politics. You need to be neutral in the way you do your work. You need also not to use tribalism as a driving wheel when doing volunteerism work. You need to treat every person as equal, and you need to give the work just naturally without any distinction of any kind. So this is the advice I would give to anyone who wishes to become a volunteer.
All right. Yeah. And now, Elizabeth.
Volunteerism, I don't know. I want us to move away from the corporate.
Hmm.
That is what we are doing, the UMV. It comes in different levels. We have the volunteering at the communal level. Uh-huh. So you must not wait to become a UM volunteer before you can volunteer. At the various communities, you can volunteer. The African culture itself is, volunteerism is embedded in the culture. That is why we have communalism, where you can go to work and leave your child with somebody to take care of. I understand that we are gradually moving because of social change, but we have to go back. Even in the Western world, without volunteering, it is part of your career before you can get a job. Where I come from, you have to serve the nation for a year before you can go looking for a job. So that would encourage anybody out there that look at your community, identify what the gap is, and together mobilize and do something. Even if it's clean up, do it. That is where volunteering starts from, before you can get to that corporate level.
Right. And James, what are those three pieces of advice that you would give to somebody considering this path of volunteerism?
Basically, I would say understand that when you volunteer for something, regardless where it is and what it is, you have to take on the responsibility that you are given as that subject or that job. And you, in other words, you have to take the rough with the smooth. Not everything in life goes smoothly. Not everything in life is difficult. It's a mixture of both. And volunteering is a mixture of both. When you become an international volunteer, you go into very different situations which are alien to where you've been brought up, where you live, how you consider your life should be conducted. Somebody is doing the exact opposite to what you've been taught as a child and as you've grown up and as you've followed your career path. So you have to take the rough with the smooth, try and enjoy the moment. There are many, many humorous moments in the most difficult tasks. You have to literally be involved and immersed in the job that you're doing. And when eventually you'll see a light at the end of the tunnel in these difficult situations and difficult areas, you'll see a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's when you suddenly realize that you truly are a volunteer. You can overcome almost anything.
Right. And this one is more direct to Mr. Wahib.
Yes.
How are volunteers making a difference in South Sudan, and especially focusing on the sustainable development goals?
In South Sudan, we have many volunteers working for different agencies and funds and programs that are focusing on the sustainable development goals. And as you know, in the whole development discourse, you cannot achieve any of these goals without the engagement of people, without the ownership of the people. And volunteering is a mean that engages people from the beginning, throughout the development discourse, and ensures that their participation in the development process. A lot of the programs that engages volunteers have a volunteering component, which engages communities to participate in the development, and in that way, we like by having the volunteers in the programs ensure participation and inclusion of the community in the development programs and achieving the sustainable development goals.
All right, let's go through some of the comments coming on our Facebook page, and that's, this is coming right here from Duor Ngong in Juba, and Juba Nabari here in Tongping, and he's saying happy International Volunteers Day, and he's saying, I remember I was a village volunteer for Guinea Eradication Program in 2004, and I used to go house to household distributing filters to prevent widespread of diseases.
And another one here, Jacob Dior Machweng in Rumbek, says, volunteerism is a gift from God, and it's always given out of love. Congratulations to those who have been involved in humanitarian agency programs, because it involves so many risks that lead them to, in most cases, die while at the front of duty.
And Maluela Ganyan Bori saying, I honor International Volunteers Day because much of the work that is being done by people who offer themselves voluntarily, I shouldn't be specific due to my long inspiration by volunteers. Job well done. Congratulations to all of you volunteers across the world.
And Alfred Ajang Luang Dur is directly sending his congratulations to Red Cross. He says, thanks for your work. They've done in South Sudan voluntarily. Volunteers is not a simple thing, but I still remember the time I was a volunteer teacher since 2007 up to now, and I'm always thinking of supporting my people and my country voluntarily despite no money. I wish each and everyone to do the same.
And finally, one coming from Gate Gabriel Atiem in Sirkat here in Juba is saying, indeed, volunteerism is a sign of showing love and caring for whoever facing difficulties. And he's saying, it is also a natural gift from God. Congratulations to those who have sacrificed themselves for the well-being of others and those who have involved in giving services and lives for the sake of freedom, like our late comrades, aid workers and other groups who have died in the line of saving the lives of volunteers. Thank you all. Finally, this is to all of you in the studio. What is your final message as the more than 500 United Nations volunteers in South Sudan celebrate the International Volunteers Day? So as we wrap up, we would like to get your messages on this particular day, the International Day of Volunteers. What will be your final remarks?
Yes, Wahib.
Well, volunteering is all about solidarity and support, and this is a universal value. And my message is that all volunteers represent this at these difficult times when we see wars and conflicts, that volunteers represent this core value that binds us all. So we hope to see more volunteers in the world, more of this solidarity, because that's the way to build a peaceful world.
Right. And James Wani, your final message?
For me, I need to say brilliant to all the volunteers. They should keep the momentum. They should not give up. Even if it means dying, they have to always be in the forefront to help the people of concern, to help people who need their service. And also for those who are aspiring to become volunteers, I'm saying this is the right time. There is no another time that you can give up your life to serve the people who are in need, or the marginalized people all over the world. You should be giving up yourself not only for your nation, but for the world as a whole. So today I'm saying you join us so that we have real impact on the suffering people in the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth.
I would want to say kudos to my colleague, myself and my colleague volunteers, for all the substantive achievement that we are making in the lives of people. We should not give up. We should soldier on and put a smile on somebody's face.
Thank
and
you.
Finally, here with James.
Yes, I agree. To be a volunteer is truly a gift. There's no doubt about it. Can you imagine? I come from England and I've come to South Sudan and people are expecting me to help them. Of course, I will rise to the occasion and I will help them. So I would say to all UMV volunteers in South Sudan and the world, if anybody is listening, enjoy the moment. Enjoy this gift that you're given to help others, and do your best. Every day, do your best. Be light-hearted. There are difficulties. There are, you know, times when you think that you're not getting any help, you're not getting any support, and things are going bad for you. It could be the weather, it could be anything. Be light-hearted. Find the fun in everything, and do your job. Be a volunteer. Enjoy this gift. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, James. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, James Wani. And thank you, Wahid, for coming to Mirai Studios. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And happy International Volunteers Day once
happy
again.
International Volunteers.